WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A violent night in Akron, Ohio. WAKR Radio's Jeannie Destro.
A 27-year-old man was killed and 26 other people were injured in a mass shooting in East Akron early this morning.
The victims were found in a parking lot. Officers found a gun and dozens of casings at the scene, but no suspects are in custody yet. Millions in Mexico are hitting the polls today to elect a new president. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
Presidenta!
It's almost for sure Mexico will have a presidenta, or female president. Both top candidates are women.
A ceasefire deal is on the table to end the war in Gaza, but there are questions from both sides. The BBC's Mohammed Taha.
Apparently, the first not to accept the proposal is the Israeli government.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says it won't happen until all the hostages are released and Hamas is out of power. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A civic organizer in Wisconsin says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions show the system works. Mike Moan reports.
The case drew new attention to concerns that Trump and his supporters would try to undermine the legal process as he seeks to reclaim the White House this year. Bob Moline, a campaign leader with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, says because the case reached a conclusion, it's a sign the legal system still works.
I really do think just completing this trial in a professional manner, under almost circus conditions, I think that is a little bit of a triumph.
Moline hopes the democratic process will equally hold strong as Trump is expected to use the verdict as a rallying cry when he campaigns this summer. He notes local election leaders are strong individuals who can handle the extra pressure. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the outcome will lead to more hyper-partisanship. Moline says for voters who end up in heated personal discussions over the verdict, it's best to maintain a steady and respectful course.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
The heightened rhetoric could play out on a greater scale in Wisconsin, which is expected to again be a battleground state in the 2024 election. And Donald Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, just a few days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers bank another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It took 10 innings, but the Brewers able to pull off a 4-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. The Sox led 3-1 before Willie Adames came up with this clutch hit in the bottom of the seventh with two outs driving in two runs. Coverage Bally Sports Wisconsin.
They're loaded up, the 1-1. Adames up the middle. It's through, a base hit in the score terrain. Contreras to the plate, and he is in there. Second, Yelich just got back.
Adames would later drive in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Pat Murphy said a lot of players contributed.
They kept themselves in the game. They played defense. Chirios catch, a couple Perkins' catches. Chirios catch in right field. You know, double play we turned with Ortiz. His footwork was great. Turn by Terang was great. It's a good win. It's a good win because it can go the other way real quick.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a little patchy fog, we will see quite a bit of sunshine for today. High temperatures warming to near the 80-degree mark. A light southeast wind. Tonight, more clouds and upper 50s. We could see a late-night shower, but the better chance of rain will arrive Monday. Right now, it's 55.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council. So.
The music of the stars on the air. For flying.
Through with being lonely, hurrying home to you.
Neil Hefti.
Don't you know you're one and only? Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And morals of the past we'll keep in the past, dear. Want to be in your arms, want to hug and kiss you. Want to be in your arms, want to show you the way I miss you. Is all that I'm thinking of. Giving a show for the people below as we fly. As we fly so high. Hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh.
30, 1954. The music of the stars. Neil Hefti and the Singing Strings. Buckle up.
One, they boarded the plane, the most bizarre group of people ever thrown together by fate on the most exciting adventure that ever spanned an ocean. There was Dan, who had used up his 9 lives and was starting on number 10. May, who could talk to a man without saying a word. Lydia, who was as low as high society can get. Sullivan, whose nerves of steel were beginning to rust. Sally, who lived in a world of whistles. Ed, who had taught himself to face disaster with a smile. Pardy, a heart full of courage wrapped up in a bundle of nerves. Childs, a wealthy collector of other men's wives. Flaherty, who thought he could hide his fears in a bottle. Agnew, a coward, until he held a gun in his hand. Spaulding, a right girl who had to be nice to some wrong people. Yes, the brash and the brave, big-timers and two-timers, the chaste and the cheats, morning glories and nighttime women, suddenly transformed by a single stroke of fate into people with all pretense gone and every violent emotion turned loose. Yep.
I'm going to take her down.
Wait a few more minutes.
Do as I say.
And it looks like...
Do as I say.
Give him a few more minutes.
I've already waited too long. Here we go.
No, we don't. Get a hold of yourself, you yummer.
Washington, the lyrics, Dmitri Tiomkin, the music, Oscar-winning soundtrack for The High and the Mighty.
I was high and mighty, how I laughed at love and the stars above. Then you came like a gentle flame.
Dmitry Tiomkin loved Oscars. And he well deserved them. What a guy. He got the Oscar for Best Soundtrack, but he missed it on that song. That's because the song was never used in the movie. Well, that's not really accurate. Dmitry Tiomkin, out of his own pocket, played for one print to have that song. But instead, Three Coins in the Fountain won. Still, he got nominated. See, the Oscar rules for Best Song, you have to play it for 1 week in one theater. And that's what it did in L.A. Other lyrics to that. Paramount Studios didn't care much for those lyrics. So Ned Washington revised them, and that's what you heard. And there's whistling in there, too, and that whistler is from Milwaukee, Fred Lowery. The Stars. This week is the Music of the Stars 32nd anniversary. Thank you for being here, everybody. For a week or all those 32 years. Find those rare lyrics that were never used in The High and the Mighty. Here they are.
See the high and mighty as they ride the sky with a watchful eye. Men who know the silver glow in each
What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Ken, I was thinking maybe I'd go to Disneyland. I hear they got a great new ride there called the Haunted Mansion. Frank Sinatra took a girl there last week, and it scared the pants off him. At least that's what he told the judge. But, you know, Frank is a different kind of a guy.
Excuse me, have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. See, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
To be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what you call it sticking out on the side. Oh, are you an airline pilot?
Bernstein playing it straight for 1980s Airplane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up. You know, there's a lot of pressure being a pilot, flying way out there, high in the air and all, above all those white fluffy thing.
Clouds?
Are you sure you're not a pilot? very inspiring feeling to realize that there are hundreds of people on my plane all depending on me. And two, that I happen to hold their lives right in the palm of my hand. I'm flying a 747. I'm flying a 747 to London tonight, and the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago.
Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
People get in my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly, we'll fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied,
absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, and they do say, come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Kicks out there in the sticks, and I ain't buying booze for those honky-tonk chicks. I was so far in the bag, I was even neglecting my nag. But I learned to say when I'm in the saddle again. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, thanks to AA, I'm off of that sauce and back on my horse.
Howdy, ma'am. Hello, partner. Yeah, that's right, I'm all straightened out. The only way to fly, I'll tell you that, or I mean to ride. Yeah, yeah, it's all straightened out. This is the only life, the one that leads you right to where you're going, up the canyon. I was so far in the bag, I was neglecting my nag. But I learned to say when, in the saddle again. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, thanks to AA, I'm off of that sauce, and I'm back on my horse.
Oh, yeah, Mickey Rooney. Music from Airplane. Bernstein, they got him doing the soundtrack for Airplane. Great picture. And that was the love theme. Yeah, there is one. The star. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Where our goal is to inform and entertain. You want to hear more of the music of the stars, or if you miss any newscasts, all you do is search for WRJN News online. You'll find all the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcast. That's what WRJN has done for 97 years. Not just on the radio, but on demand again, WRJN News. And for podcasts of the music of the stars, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Bernstein. The theme from Deadly Strangers. Here's Barbara.
Tell me.
Michelle Legrand with the Bergman's music. You can't afford to lose people like Alan and Marilyn Bergman. And we just lost the last of the Sherman Brothers this week. We'll get to that in just a bit. The music of the stars. Howard Keel.
Is mine.
that speak of love and to eyes that are bright. So in my heart I know this world divine is mine
Keel, born in Gillespie, Illinois. Never had a lesson. Rodgers and Hammerstein love the guy. He actually replaced Alfred Dick in Oklahoma. Great comic, too. The music of the stars. Happy June, everybody. And speaking of stars, the music of the stars.
Count every star. Oh,
August 1950, number 10 on Billboard's best-selling pop singles, huh? Hugo Winterhalter ran the, well, you're supposed to say, conducted the Milwaukee Symphony for 1 year. Just before that, his family cherishes his history, and we do too. I love that music of Hugo Winterhalter. The music of the stars. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. The Don Rosen Show here on WRJN, weekdays from 6 till 9 in the morning. Tomorrow, Monday, 6-3. Beth Hydorn, the executive director of the Racine Zoo. Cheryl McCrary will be on, a singer from Kenosha. I look forward to bringing her music out to you on the Music of the Stars. First Cavalry Division. And Fred Douglas, president of the Kettle Marine Chapter. Wednesday the 5th, and on D-Day, Nick Dembski, director of the Racine Public Library. And on Friday, Brett Hoffman, Movie Talk, Marcus Theaters. What are the new releases? And what's ahead? Mike Clemens on the air, reviewing the week in local sports. Quick thing from Howard Keel. I told you, the guy's a comic too, but not that often, unfortunately. Here, he does a comedic role in 1951 with Wisconsin's own Fred McMurray, and he plays a washed-up cowboy star that, well, you'll have to see the picture. It's Calloway went that away. Here's Howard Keel.
I'll be waiting.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news and much more. Right here on WRJN, AM 1400, 98.1 Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.